Let down our hair, the moon is high, and we are lunatics now. It's deep into safe harbor. It's Dark 30. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and now is the time you should turn off the radio if you don't want to potentially hear some outrageous material, because this is when we kick back down a shot of hard liquor and try to have some fun. And I'm your creepy guide across the River Styx.
Abandon all hope.
Daddy gonna give you something to drink now. I am joining you from the Isle of Enchantment, Puerto Rico, right in the middle of the Bermuda Triangle. We have at our flagship station, News Radio 570 WWNC, producer Sam the Animal Steele. And investigator Shelley Wright is actually in the field tonight. I'm sure she's out there risking her life doing something ridiculous. But if she were here with us, she'd be telling us how well things are going at Wright's Coin Shop. Wright's Coin Shop brings you this show. There would be no show without Wright's Coin Shop. And honestly, it is, I call it the place where you can turn your money into more money. And that's because that the American dollar, it just goes up and down in value. And it's just really ultimately a piece of paper that has no real intrinsic value. But if you look back historically over 10-year periods, gold and silver always go up in value. And they always will. They're precious metals. And you see these cheesy commercials on TV where they say, call 1-800 and we'll sell you some gold and silver. And, you know, if they're out there advertising like that, putting infomercials out there, it's a big corporate deal and you probably can't trust them. So Wright's Coin Shop is an independent, family-owned business, been in business over 40 years in Asheville, North Carolina, and you can call them and you can talk directly to Shelley Wright or anybody else that you want to. You can get the honest scoop on what you can do if you've got 20, 30 bucks. That's all you need to get started, and I hope that you'll do it and you'll see why that I do that and why just about everybody I know does that. Just take a little bit of money and put it back into gold and silver, and you can cash it in at any time. So go to speakingofstrange.com to find a link to rightscoinshop.com, or you can call them at 828-298-5402. That's 828-298-5402. Or if you're in the Asheville area, you can visit them at 1271 Sweeten Creek Road. They're not far from the Biltmore Estate over in that neck of the woods at 1271 Sweeten Creek Road. Just pop in, say hi, look at their selection, and start learning about this. And, of course, Sam, if Shelley were in the studio right now, I would try to sort of embarrass her at this point.
That's one of my favorite parts of the show. Do you want to go ahead and do so even though she's not here, or do you just want to do it to me?
I'm going to embarrass you, Sam.
Okay.
Have you ever tried to snatch something from a store by shoving it up your skirt?
Well, no, because, I mean, I have worn skirts to high school and middle school, because why not? And I have snagged stuff from stores, as we were talking about off the air earlier.
Now, when you wear a skirt, do you wear underwear, or do you just let the air flow where it needs to be?
Now, I do wear undergarments. Although, that's one of the best parts about wearing a skirt. When I was in Florida, it was to protest a dress code rule, which was that boys couldn't wear shorts unless it was, you know, X amount of degrees out, and girls could, whatever. And my mom was like, well, it doesn't say you can't wear a skirt. So I wore the skirt. And in India, that's known as a veshti or a lungi. And it's great because you get a nice updraft, a good breeze through the lower bits, you know?
Yeah. I went into an Indian restaurant in San Juan one time, and they made me put on a skirt to go in and sit down and eat.
Did you like it? Because you can take the bottom of it, pull it up, tuck it into the top, and it's like you got a big pair of shorts on.
Well, I wasn't expecting that, so it actually made me uncomfortable.
Well, you're a little shy, too.
I can get into, you know, letting everything air out. There's no doubt about it. But it just when you pop up at a restaurant, it's just not on your mind that you're going to be wearing a skirt in like the next minute. So.
And you have those pasty white legs, and
yeah,
but I mean you're in the tropics as well.
That's right. So it wasn't so bad. I enjoyed it. But you know, if you see a woman wearing a skirt come into a store. Apparently, you should not be charmed, and you should think this could be a bit of an extra risk, because we have this story from Costa Rica, and again, a headline here, and you can listen very carefully to how it's worded, woman snatches TV by putting it up her skirt. This woman stole a 32-inch plasma TV.
Not LCD, not LED, plasma.
She had to go for an older era of technology. And they say that when you look at the surveillance video, the amazing thing is they say you see this TV go up her skirt and vanish like magic. And then she just walks away normally.
Kegel exercises.
See, ladies, that's another good reason. You should be doing those Kegels. And they say that, you know, this woman did it so quickly, no one had time to notice or react. And those people who are with the police and the store, they say, quote, having watched the video over and over, it is amazing. The TV does not fall out. She must be a pro or have very thick thighs. She left as if she didn't have a care in the world. I've never seen anything like it, end quote.
Maybe a harness of some sort underneath there, you know?
Yeah.
A strap system.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's a big TV. I mean, plasmas are heavy.
Yeah, a 32-inch plasma.
That's got to be like 35 pounds or something.
Just disappears like magic. It kind of reminds me of some of the South Park episodes I've seen where ladies are able to just engulf entire humans.
Or the James Addiction been caught stealing video with the pineapple.
I haven't seen that.
Never?
Oh. No. Okay, here's another story that immediately when I started reading this, it reminded me of an experience that a friend of mine had. I won't use his name without his permission, but he was traveling around and just so happened to be attending, I think it was a conference in some kind of a major hotel, and it turns out he discovered at the same time there was a My Little Pony convention in this hotel. And, you know, until he started telling me about this, it never even occurred to me that such a thing would exist. I mean, it seems logical that there's a convention for every popular toy. But he said that it was just so flamboyant and extravagant. I mean, all these people running around dressed up as My Little Ponies. And it was just, I think he said it was very creepy on a certain level. And they say that there is now a subculture. There is a doll that has been created, modeled on the My Little Ponies. It's called, quote, sexy inflatable girl pony, end quote.
Mm-hmm.
I think you see where this is going, don't you, Sam?
I do, because there's the subculture of men of our age or slightly younger who are really into My Little Pony, and they're called bronies.
Bronies?
Yeah. Are you not familiar with this subculture?
Well, you know what? It says it right here in the story, bronies.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's a whole Reddit subgroup as well.
Wow, Sam. So would you like to admit anything on the air? Or
not my thing. I mean, I know about it. I'm a fan of these type of things, but not my thing, you know.
Okay. Well, they say this inflatable pony stands 5'9".
Wow.
Looks just like a My Little Pony character called Rainbow Dash.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very curvaceous interpretation of the character.
She is.
Appears to be wearing a low-cut leotard over what would be the pony's private parts.
Slow down, man. Whew.
They say, now, you know, make no mistake, Hasbro, the company that owns the rights to My Little Pony, has nothing to do with this. It was made, not surprisingly, in China, but this thing has been selling for $599 a piece.
$10 a foot.
We need one of these for the museum, don't we? Just
you know. $100. Well, yeah, $100 a foot. Yeah, 5 foot. Yeah. You said she was 5'9". I guess you mean
front. She's 5'9". Yeah. Mm-hmm. There are people. Look, I don't want to get too explicit, but people are wondering the appropriate way to mount the pony, right? And so there is a whole other community devoted to delving deeper into this. And apparently, I mean, you know, it's one thing for us to talk about this and joke about it, but this is something that's, like, really exciting to people who are into this particular field.
Equestrianship is being lost on the youth these days. So I think it's important that we learn how to mount and ride these ponies.
Well, let me ask you this, Sam, and you don't, you know, if you feel like that this is going too far to ask you on the air, fine.
Yeah, I'm an open book.
Have you ever had an experience with a blow-up doll?
Not a doll per se. You know, maybe a latex apparatus, something of that nature, but no doll. I mean, they always look kind of fake. They always look like they're like, oh! They look like Mr. Bill, but inflatable.
I've never even owned a blow up doll, which is hard to believe because I'm always looking for interesting conversation pieces. But I don't know. It just seems so strange to me that you could make that connection that you would feel that you were getting something organic there when. But I don't know. Who am I? Don't knock it till you try it, right?
Who are you to say what is weird and what's not?
Precisely.
You're the wizard of weird.
Yeah, I should be all over this. Okay, next story here. This comes to us. I hope you have the...
I'm with you.
Yeah. Actually, where did this happen? Okay, no, this was Vermont. We'll get to this. Yeah. Okay, they say a guy here has been caught on camera in Vermont at a laundry peeing into the washing machine. Says when he was finished, he zips up his pants, puts down the lid, and they say that other people have been coming in there and washing their clothes, and this guy's pee. Now they're trying to find him. You can imagine how angry they are. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to tell you about a story from our favorite state, and this is about a radio contest that I don't know if this is exciting or just disgusting. I'll let you decide. And then also the story of the real Doogie Howser, and if you were the real Doogie Howser, a teenage doctor, what kind of operations do you think you'd be involved with? I'm Joshua P. Warren. We call this the Dark 30 Hour for a reason. You're listening to Speaking of Strange.
As you stand under the bar light and the band plays some song about forgetting yourself for a while.
A dead man from a white oak tree, with people sitting on porches thinking how things used to be. Dark night, it's a dark night. Dark night, it's a dark night.
Yes, the Dark 30 Hour. Here on Speaking of Strange, I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren. Tonight's show is brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop, and you may call them at 828-298-5402, 828-298-5402. And, of course, there are still openings for the big trip to China.
Woo.
This summer with Grandmaster Tom Cameron to go and, you know, spend 2 weeks not only seeing all the stuff that you would want to see as a tourist, like the Great Wall of China and the Terracotta Soldiers and the Forbidden City and the Pagoda Forest, all that stuff, but also training, if you like, you don't have to, but training with the Shaolin monks. And if you go to speakingofstrange.com, we'll have the information linked up there because you need to go ahead and get your reservation in ASAP if you want to be a part of that life-changing trip and go to China with me and the human stun gun. You know, it's one thing to go to China. It's another thing to go with a man who has been on Ripley's Believe It or Not, who has been on Stan Lee's Superhumans, and yours truly here, who is just a man for all seasons. Right, Sam?
And on that tip, you know, thank you so much for subsidizing and paying for my entire trip. I think that is so nice of you. So many radio hosts wouldn't pay for their producers to go on an all-expenses-paid trip to China. So thank you for that.
Well, you know, Sam, you're very, very welcome because Microsoft just came out with a new holographic set of goggles.
Oh.
And it's going to be a virtual trip for you.
I'll take those. That's cool.
You're going to get to see everything as we experience it live in 3D.
I want to go see some Shaolin shadow boxing in the Wu-Tang sword style.
Well, you know, that's the future of travel, right? You put your glasses on. And you're there.
Well, nobody wants to go anywhere anymore because it's such a pain. It's like, Are we still doing the belt thing? Come on.
Here is a story from South Florida. Okay, listen to this, Sam the Animal Steel. A radio station there. It's a rock station. WYYX out of Panama City. Mm-hmm. They are running a porn star for a day contest.
Sounds cool.
And, okay, here's how this works. Basically, they are taking entries from anybody who's 18 and above, and whoever wins is going to get to have sex with three porn stars.
Of their choosing?
Well, no. As a matter of fact, I think I should remind everybody, this is the Dark 30 Hour, meaning we're talking about content that's not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended, so that's your warning, okay? Tune out if you don't want to hear some of these stories that are more sordid and seedy. No, they have three porn stars, and are you ready, Sam?
'Cause I'm ready.
You're going to look these up. That's what I did, of course. Of course!
Of course!
And my advice is go to Google, type in their name under images so you can just get an initial look.
Mm-hmm.
The first porn star is named Jennifer White. And I must tell you, I think, you know, she's pretty good looking.
Well, I mean,
you know, I was impressed. I thought, okay. But the other two...
Okay,
nah,
I'd be down.
So much. I mean, she looks like a pretty natural looking, you know, lady. You know what I mean?
Not humongous chest, more than a handful, but not huge. And she does look somewhat like at one point in time she was a normal person.
Yes. Before she was, you know, poisoned and corrupted.
That's
by
That's usually
this thing
the called. Plastic surgery that does.
Yeah.
What are the other two?
The next one is Sarah J, S-A-R-A, last name J-A-E, and I saw her, and I was just like, not
for
me. Mm-mm.
No. Third?
And the last one, same thing. I was just like, her last name is Layla. That's L-A-Y-L-A, of course. Layla Price.
Okay.
And she's, yeah, again, it's just not, you know, wouldn't quite be my.
Man, kind of busted faces on them, too. Yeah. The first one, could you just have three times the amount with the first one?
That's what I was wondering. Yeah, what happens if you just say, I'm a generous man.
I'm finished.
I will give the other two to two more lucky listeners. And so so they're going to pick – okay, here's what I understand. They're going to pick, like, five winners, and then these porn stars fly there, and they get to pick the one that they want.
Okay.
So – but here's what's just, like, so – icky about this, the fact that these women are just willing to take whatever scum of the earth.
It's their job.
I know. And at least they get to pick, you know, one of five. So they do have some level of discretion, but that's still, I mean, for example, at least this is in, like, Florida. This could be in, you know, West Virginia or something, right? I mean, you don't know what selection of men you're going to get. But how filthy is it when you really just sort of look at the reality of this? How dirty is it that there are women out there who will just
you can look at it like that, or you can look at it like they're very open.
They're open, all right. Yeah.
They're down for whatever. It's like, hey, you know what? Everybody is doing it. I mean, you know, and it's their job. They are used to it. If you've ever watched the behind the scenes, you know, the making of those films, you know, like what you might visualize on the screen as being horrible, they're laughing about. You know, it's like, okay, and they're holding, and switching positions. You know, it's just a job. Maybe one that you or I might think is odd, but a job nonetheless.
These women are definitely pros.
Definitely.
No doubt about it. And now let's move on to a story from West Palm Beach, Florida. Now this one, I got a bit of a kick out of this one. Of course, I'm sure the first time that pretty much anybody was really exposed to Neil Patrick Harris was Doogie Howser. Mm-hmm. You remember watching that show?
Of course.
Remember that thing? And, well, apparently, here is the real Doogie Howser. They say that a teenager has been posing as a doctor at a hospital there, St. Mary's, for at least 2 months. It says that this guy has been dressed in a lab coat, wandering around from exam room to exam room. They finally caught him as he was in the process of giving a gynecological exam.
Good for him for showing, you know, initiative.
So a security guard told police that he'd seen the teen all around the hospital for at least a month. Another employee said that they had seen the teen enter secured areas of the hospital all during the week. So nobody is exactly sure what all he's been doing. So finally they take this teen into custody, and he has said, I've been doing this for years. And so he's, you know, he claims he's been just wandering around, so good at playing his role. He's been doing it for at least a couple months, maybe years. You remember that movie, Catch Me If You Can?
Oh, yeah, DiCaprio.
Yeah. It was about, you know, this guy who, hell, by the time he was, like, well, less than 30, you know, he'd been a doctor and a pilot.
A con man.
Yeah, just traveling everywhere, conning people, and it's just incredible how talented some folks are.
Speaking of that lab coat, I was cleaning out my coat closet the other day, found my white doctor's lab coat.
Yeah.
Dr. Harry Fingerman, proctologist.
Well, you need that for Halloween.
It was a Halloween costume a couple years ago. I kept it.
Okay, well, yeah. That figures. okay, we are going to take a break. When we come back, Oh, yes. We have another good Florida story for you about what a man was doing at a busy intersection, and also why that one man's deviant behavior turned deadly at Taco Bell. I'm Joshua P. Warren. It's the Dark 30 Hour on Speaking of Strange.
Show, kicking with your torso, boys getting high and the girls even more so. Wave your hands if you're not with a man. Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
I got, you got, we got everybody. I got the gift, gonna stick it in the goal. It's time to move your body. Music for your masses, good, no head, no backstage passes. Have a proper giggle, I'll be quiet for life, but when I rock the mic, I rock the mic. You got no love and you're with the wrong man, it's time to move your body. If you can't get a girl, but your best friend can, it's time to move your body.
The Dark 30 Hour here on Speaking of Strange. That means you should turn off the radio if you don't want to hear some of the more outrageous and controversial news, some of the more sordid and seedy stuff, okay? Not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended. That's why we save it for late at night, and we thank you for spending your evening with us. I am Joshua P. Warren. And before we get back to these stories, I just want to reiterate, if you haven't been listening to the show, well, you need to hear this. The Sunshine Simple Junior is a solar-powered device that it's a generator, okay? It will keep your cell phones charged, your laptop running, give you radio contact. It can save your life and give you a lot of entertainment when the power goes out. It requires no fuel. It's silent. It has no moving parts. It is – it's pretty much, as far as I'm concerned, in absolute harmony with the environment, and it's the best value you're going to find. It was created by me and my team. It usually costs $895. Right now, guess what? We have a special winter sale. You can get one right now for $495. That is a $400 savings. Go to sunshinesimple.com and click the link to learn more about the Sunshine Simple Junior. And if you want one of the larger units, we have a discount on those as well, $100 discount on the regular Sunshine Simples. So do yourself a favor. It's not a, you know, not only good for if the power goes out, but if you're a camper, if you are a boater, if you have a bug out kit, I mean, it's very lightweight and portable, the Sunshine Simple generator, especially the Junior. So go check out sunshinesimple.com. We are reading stories to you from around the world, and no surprise, next one comes to us from North Fort Myers, Florida. A North Fort Myers man was arrested after a deputy said she witnessed him drop his pants at a busy intersection and began shaking his junk and dancing around. It occurred around the intersection of U.S. 41 and Pine Island Road.
Thank you for that detail.
For you Florida listeners.
It's very germane to the story of junk shaking.
Not if you're in Florida. You might want to go out and put a stake there and say, at this spot, man first shook his junk. Put an American flag right there. Hammer it down. Says here, the guy stopped, set his bicycle down, and put on what they're describing as a live sex show. The quote is, he, quote, was shaking his penis by moving his hips in a circular motion.
The helicopter.
I would call that a windmill.
Okay.
So basically he was windmilling, quote, and proceeded to dance in the middle of the intersection with his pants around his ankles in the direction of oncoming traffic, end quote. That's according to the arrest report. Windmilling should be a legal term that they incorporate into legislation from now on.
Have you, are you good at tricks? Have you ever tried tricks like the catch and release, the hide and go seek?
I have created the Loch Ness Monster before, of course, if you know what that means.
I don't. Not off okay. the top of my head, but I'm picturing. I'm not picturing, but you know what I mean.
If you dig deep enough on the internet, you'll find the Loch Ness Monster move. Okay. Puppeteers of the penis is what they call that group that has popularized that maneuver.
I learned the Hiroshima and Nagasaki the other day.
Do you have to be on your head to do that one?
No, it does involve okay. an inversion, however.
Okay, gotcha. So it says here, the man noticed a deputy watching him, and at that point he was at least cognizant enough to pull up his pants and continue walking. But the deputy caught up to him, and of course the guy says, well, he just wasn't wearing a belt. His pants had fallen down, and it was an accident, and he was just trying to get his pants back up.
What happened to the bike?
Yeah.
If he's walking away, what happened to the bike?
He must have been rolling it alongside, or you know, maybe he was driving it in one way or another. But all I can tell you is that he is in trouble now, charged with indecent exposure, and for you know, and also other things. They say that people who were around him were also given citations for failing to obey a pedestrian control signal. So they just start hitting you with everything they can at that time. Okay, I was saying we love a Walmart story. I also love a McDonald's story. Here is another slice of Americana, ironically enough, a Taco Bell story. You know, you think of Taco Bell, you think of Mexican, but come on, Taco Bell is about as American as it gets these days, really. From Broward County,
that was a double, the double tap.
Yeah, and which of course Broward County famous for
Two Live
the Hanging
Crew,
Chads.
Oh, and the Hanging Chads.
Right. The Hanging Chads.
Mm-hmm.
Really, Two Live Crews from Broward County? Are you serious?
Yeah.
Or was that a joke?
No,
really. Okay. All right. Okay, a man. Okay, well, let me sort of tell you step by step how this turned out. At 6 p.m. in the parking lot of Taco Bell, a 21-year-old man walked up to a 37-year-old man.
Mm-hmm.
The 21-year-old man was a robber.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he was wearing a ski mask and sunglasses.
I was picturing more like the Hamburglar, but okay.
And he also had what apparently was, it just says armed, so I'm imagining he had a gun. You know, I mean, technically, that I guess that could be a knife or something.
It is Broward County.
Yeah, so I'm imagining guy wearing ski mask and sunglasses comes up with a knife, a gun, I would say, 21 years old, to a 37-year-old man. And he says, I'm here to rob you. You know, to paraphrase. And so the 37-year-old man claimed he only had $30 on him. And he was just going to acquiesce, of course, and just go along with this. So he gives the robber the $30. That's all he had. I don't even see here that he had a wallet. But then the 21-year-old went too far, and he said, "Now pull down your pants." That's that kind of changes the whole dynamic, doesn't it, Sam, when the robber says that?
It's a whole other ball game.
Yeah. At that point, the 37-year-old man who was being robbed says, "Look, if this guy had only said that he wanted to take my $30, that would have been fine. But when he started asking me to pull my pants down, that's when he crossed the line. Because the 37-year-old man also had a gun on him. And he pulled his gun out at that point and shot the robber."
As well he should have. Stand your ground. It's Florida.
Exactly. And I'm sure there are people who are clapping and, you know, fist pumping like, "Yeah!" And it's a good thing. So he shot the robber, and the robber has been, you know, I think he's not dead yet. The guy who was being robbed, of course, has not been charged with anything. But it just goes to show you, it's like, you know, this dude could have probably gotten away with just a robbery, but he had to take it that one extra step to pull your pants down, and now he got shot, and now he's arrested. So thank goodness the victim of the crime had a weapon. But it says here a rash of robberies in the area have taken place where robbers have ordered the victims to strip naked. We've even talked about some of this on the show. At one point, a 7-month-old pregnant woman at a Subway was asked to strip naked during robberies in recent months. So this is like some kind of a new thing that robbers are starting to do in that area.
I think we can just learn from this. You better learn to leave well enough alone.
Yeah,
take
exactly.
$30 and go.
That's precisely it. Another story here before we go to break says here in the U.K., a man has been convicted of indecent exposure after attempting to have sex with a mailbox.
Gracious.
He was in a public area, of course. They say he was near like a mall or a shopping arcade. He goes over to a post box, pulls his pants down, starts to hump it, and he's saying, quote, "Wow, this is great," end quote. Why am I imagining Steve Martin all of a sudden doing this? After he finished, he pulled up his pants and started swinging on a lamppost. Well, he got arrested, and you know how that turned out. Not good for him. We're going to take a break. When we come back, the last stories I've saved for you this evening, and you'll see why. I'm Joshua P. Warren. It's the Dark 30 Hour. This is Speaking of Strange.
A girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel, and the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. Rolling down the highway in my Jimmy hauling freight from Chicago to St. Louis, Lord, I see her every day. A double clutching weasel like me can hardly ever get a girl to look at him that away. Like the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. Wow, what a girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. I bet it wouldn't take her very long to get gone if someone would pull a dirty trick and take her towel away. I slow my Jimmy down to 20, that's how many wrecks I see there every day. Caused by the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway. A doodle doo doo doo. A doodle doo doo doo. Oh, I love the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway.
Guess I'm getting bolder, cause I'd rather kiss and hold her than just keep a looking at her every day. At 4:45, coffee drinking, eating sign, Jimmy shimmied while I woke up the artist that painted the display. Of the girl wearing nothing but a smile and a towel in the picture on the billboard in the field near the big old highway.
Yeah, we're in the final minutes of tonight's Speaking of Strange, the Dark 30 Hour. This is the hour of the show when we dig into some of the more outrageous and controversial material, not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended. So tune out for the next five or so minutes if you think that you might fall into one of those categories. I am Joshua P. Warren, and tonight's program is brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop. You may call them at 828-298-5402. That's 828-298-5402. Or you can find a link at speakingofstrange.com. And while you're there, go ahead and click the link to joshuapwarren.com. And if you go to joshuapwarren.com, there is no period after the P, well, you will find free audiobooks you can listen to, PDFs you can purchase and download, some amazing video clips. It's a place where you can kind of lose yourself for a while. So I hope you'll go there and do that, joshuapwarren.com. So, Animal Sam, here we go. Sam the Animal, it's time for the last two stories.
The Salmonal.
That's what we'll just start calling the Salmonal. Well, of course, you know what? I was in Colorado in 2012 in November, right after they had passed the legislation to legalize marijuana.
And you're still high.
And even though the law had not kicked in yet, because it wasn't going to kick in until the following year, because it had just passed, people, you know, they weren't going to wait. I mean, everywhere you went, it just smelled like weed. Especially, I mean, you could smell a bus stop like two blocks away, just a cloud of weed. And I haven't been back to Colorado since then, since it's, you know, officially legalized. I don't think you have either, have you, Sam?
No, I know people who have gone out there and they say it's just like the land of milk and honey. Whatever you want, I mean, any kind of edible drink, anything you could get at the supermarket, they got it, but with weed in it.
Well, I'm about to reinforce that because here is this new story saying there is a pot-based sexual lubricant designed specifically to improve sex for women that has gone on sale in Colorado. They claim this is the first sexual lubricant designed for this particular purpose. This extract has the relaxing properties of cannabis, and it can allow women to have a much more satisfying intimate experience. It's an edible coconut oil-based spray, and you're advised to spritz your genitals about 30 minutes before sex to, quote, create the relaxation needed for sensual experience and possibly multiple orgasms.
So you're saying it gets the whoopee high?
Big time. Yeah.
Interesting.
I mean, I'm thinking this has a long, successful path ahead of it. I can see all kinds.
Sounds like a lot of work. Are you going to go through, you know, be like, honey, looking at my Casio here, 30 minutes.
That's what it's going to realistically end up like, yeah. This is, you're going to get kind of high, but you're going to get more relaxed. They say that you can apply it topically or you can ingest it. It's about $44 for 10 milliliters. And, anyway. So that's one of the stunning scientific advances that has come out of Colorado. And last story of the night from China. A man named Fan Long was apparently having extramarital affairs, and his wife found out. And she was one of those mean ladies who came into his bedroom at night and cut his penis off.
Mm.
He was able to save his penis and get to the hospital. they were able to reattach it. And they told him, look, you know, you're probably still going to be able to perform somewhat now. It's you know, this could have been a lot worse. And then guess what? His wife burst into the hospital room and chopped his penis off for a second time. And this time she threw it out the window.
So they have safety windows in those places.
She was dead set on getting that job done. Those are the ladies that you need to avoid.
Yeah, plot or tenacity.
And that's going to do it for this edition of the show. I thank Brian Hall, Sam Still, John Anderson, and Mobius. This is Speaking of Strange, where the unusual becomes usual. So next time we'll be at speakingofstrange.com. Sign up for the free e-newsletter and Twitter, and tune in next week for a brand new one. You are commanded!
I like to reggae, but you can't do fast for me. I like to make my food, you can make me sing.